This is 63% Scottish, a Scotland appreciation podcast.
Yes, welcome to 63% Scottish. My name is Eamon O'Flynn and I am your host. Last week we had the lovely Oceane Lopez on the show to talk about Mary, Queen of Scots. In addition to being well-informed and well-spoken, it'd be hard to miss the fact that, like Mary, Queen of Scots, Oceane spoke with a French accent. As a result, some of our five vast questions are about the similarities and differences between Scotland and France. We also touch on a bit of Scottish history and geography, too. Take a listen. Okay, so let's do five fast questions with Oceane Lopez. These are, you know, we spoke about Mary, Queen of Scots in our full episode. So obviously these are going to be very history and culture oriented. You are French, so maybe the first thing I'll ask is, what element of Scottish culture or society is most similar to French culture and society?
Without thinking, I would say our common love and passion for rugby, especially in the south of France, because I studied in Toulon and they just like really focused on rugby. And I went there for the last game and it was just joy, fireworks and lots of beers, another common passion between us.
Lots of beers. Yes. What element of Scottish culture or society is most different from French culture and society?
So this one is quite easy. I would say kindness. So like you enter a shop in Edinburgh and people will just ask you how you're doing, how was your day and everything. And I think that the accent plays a huge role too in that, because it can be like freezing cold outside, but just by listening to them speaking, you are immediately warmed up. Whereas in France, people don't even say hi, or they don't say anything, to be honest. So yeah, that's the difference.
I should say this, you know, we're getting close to the end of season one here, and I've now spoken to about a dozen different people, and my experience has been so extremely positive with Scottish people. And I think as a Canadian, where we often get this reputation as being very friendly, and just every experience I've had with someone I'm interviewing in Scotland has been exactly what you just described. Mm-mm. Very, very positive and happy. And,
every time I get to Scotland, people are just like so kind.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I agree from my own direct experience. Number three, if you had to have a coffee, beer, whiskey, or glass of wine with one person from Scottish history other than Mary, who would it be, and what would you drink?
Okay, so I would say I would like to stay in my period, my historical period. So I would meet maybe Marie de Guise to talk to her about a daughter. And I would like to have breakfast with her, like a French breakfast, maybe, kind of. If I just like and had someone, I know it doesn't like really exist in real life, but I would love to have a glass of whiskey with Jamie Fraser. So I need like a podcast about Scotland. So of course I was going to mention Outlander. So I would say him.
Yeah, you know, and I think I do want to speak to someone about Outlander at some point. I remember there's a fantastic historian of Scotland named Tom Devine who has said before, I've heard him say before, that in his opinion, Outlander has done the most for Highland culture and spreading Highland culture around the world since Walter Scott's work. Yeah. Like, you know, like just insanely impactful work in Outlander. And I think that really does need to be discussed more. So, you know, well, discussed from this angle on this podcast. I mean, I know many people have talked about Outlander before. Number four, what is your absolute favorite place in all of Scotland?
It was like really hard to choose, but I would say Edinburgh. Because it has like a special place in my heart, I would say. It's my favorite city, and you have like so many things to see there, like castles, museums, and just like wandering around the city, just like really gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful city, and to climb Arthur's Seat and be able to look at the entirety of it is just incredible. Okay, last but not least, what is one book about Scottish history that you would recommend?
Yeah, so that was the hardest question, especially if you ask that to an historian. But I think because our episode was about a powerful female ruler, and because that's also my field of research, I would say Scottish Queens by Rosalind Marshall. And you can read about beautiful, forgotten destinies from the Middle Ages to the 18th century.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is all for this episode of 63% Scottish. Please connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for 63% Scottish and you'll find us. If you want to help our show keep growing, consider subscribing on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. This show is supported through promotional partnerships with the St. Andrews Society of Toronto, the Scottish Society of Ottawa, the St. Andrews Society of Los Angeles, the St. Andrews Society of Winnipeg, the Clans and Scottish Societies of Canada, the Singapore St. Andrews Society, the St. Andrews Society of the State of New York, and Chicago Scots. If you live in any of these places, I encourage you to find out how you can get involved. Links to all of these organizations are in the description for this episode. We also receive promotional support from the Scots Corner page on Facebook and the Center for Scottish Studies at the University of Guelph. This show owes a debt of gratitude to the Scottish Banner, the premier publication for Scottish people and those of Scottish heritage in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States of America. You can find all of our episodes on their website, along with short articles on each subject. Again, links are in the episode description. Music in this episode is from Roman Scenic Music. Thank you for listening to 63% Scottish. Until next time, cheers and sláinte.